You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Masters of Sex After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Masters of Sex After Show.
Is that our sexual introduction music? I don't know how sexy that music was for Masters of Sex. I feel like it should be something sexually related, okay? Let's talk about
I
sex,
giggle.
Baby.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
I'm like a little kid. Every time I hear the word boobies, I giggle.
You heard that first from one of our executive producers, Phil Svitek, talking about he likes boobies, okay? That's the voice of, that's the voice
I
of God.
I giggle.
What's up, everybody tuning into Masters of Sex? We are back for another amazing sexual hot episode of Masters of Sex, Season 1, Episode 3. I'm your host, Spicy Madi, joined here with the phenomenal and Masters of Sex fan, Roya.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
so it. We're just going to get right into it because today's show is the best one so far, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like we were just complaining like, it's starting off slow. Mm-hmm. Masters of Sex, we can tell that it's going somewhere, but hasn't quite reached the climatic point yet.
Yeah.
And it's getting there, no pen intended.
Yeah, exactly.
it's reaching its climax.
We're almost there, we're almost there.
So today the show opens up with them, I guess, critiquing and observing the prostitutes mm-hmm. and how they get off. How they like to have their orgasms with, what's the dildo, the electronic dildo called?
I'm blanking on that one. The blue light and the
blue light, the blue lit up dildo. Okay.
Yeah.
All these, I hope they're using different ones or at least sanitizing them.
I saw.
Okay. You saw the wipage.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're dealing with prostitutes, that's really important.
Who knows? Back then, it doesn't really matter. Sanitize, you know, it's a different time frame than it is now. So,
yeah. I'm sure STDs were a lot less back then too, but they pretty much are, they've got cords and like, all kinds of electronics like hooked up to these prostitutes so that they can watch like their reactions and I guess
see how the body
brain
reacts to
wavelengths
it.
Or something. All that medical jargon, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's to observe what's going on when a female has an orgasm. And some of the women, they need to be bent over. They need to be smacked. They want their legs in the air. Each one of these women, it takes something different to have an orgasm. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Virginia and Dr. Masters are able to observe and be voyeurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was pretty hot.
I found it really interesting that when they were asking them questions, it reminded me of a job interview, you know, the way that they were asking things like, how old are you? And it kind of made me feel a little uncomfortable with my last job interview. Like, this could have been that situation.
Do you have sex often?
Yes.
Mind you, they're asking prostitutes.
Yes.
So they're looking at them like, are you kidding me? I think I had sex 5 times today.
Yeah. And the older one was being sarcastic with all of her answers.
Right.
And she's the one that actually ended up faking her orgasm. It was 4 minutes and 22 seconds. And
wow.
And at the end, she just took the money and, you know, made a comment like, it's money. I do it every day. It's like, what you say, like 5 or 6 times a week. And that's just what she does. So.
And money, somebody said, is what satisfies them. Money makes them happy. So therefore, they are receiving some type of like gratification.
Yeah.
But what I found what was really sad was the women who don't have orgasms or that don't think that they can or they can't remember the last time that they had an orgasm.
Yeah.
These women are having sex all the time and you're not getting orgasms. I don't know about you, Roya, but I wouldn't be having sex if I wasn't having an orgasm.
Right, what's the point? It defeats the purpose, right?
Yeah. It's like eating food and you can't taste nothing. Like, it's pointless.
It's kind of different for them in a way because this is their money making. This is how they bring, you know, bread home for their family or whatever their situation is. So they kind of got to just make the person happy to make them think.
Right.
You know,
so they're faking it. Yeah. They're faking it to get that dollar bill at the end of the day.
Exactly.
But what I love is that Masters is so intrigued and interested in wanting to figure out how the female orgasms.
Yeah.
And so, of course, you know, he's questioning you know, the women, and he's being very professional. Mm-hmm. But I like that. I like how serious he is and how open the women are, you know, yeah. because they're making history.
Yeah.
They're being a part of a real scientific study.
And that's what they say a lot is, this is for science. Anything for science. Well, they say it with a little sarcasm, but they kind of get the point.
Right.
It's for science and it's going to go somewhere, you know.
So out of everybody, the one who's giving him the toughest time out of all the prostitutes, I guess we would call her the madam, mm-hmm. is Betty.
Yeah.
Betty
yeah.
has decided that she wants to have babies now. Although she's a madam and she runs this whorehouse, she's fallen in love. She has a fiancé. She wants to get her tubes untied. So now she's blackmailing Dr. Masters mm-hmm. in order to be Nothing able to new. Reproduce.
Yeah. She's been doing that from day one in a way.
Yeah.
Blackmailing him and stuff.
This whole episode is about blackmail.
Yeah.
We'll get to the other blackmails in just a second. But let's talk about Betty. Because what I thought was is really funny is, like, she does have a lot of power in this position. I mean, she has access to the women that they need in the mm-hmm. scientific experiments. And in addition, I think that she's in a position to where he should give it to her. Because of her, she's able to make his project possible.
Yeah, I feel that he's just a little bit bitter because he's not able to produce children himself.
Oh, so you think that's the reason?
I think he's kind of holds a little grudge against people for that, you know?
Really? I thought it was because he feels like she's unfit to have a family.
That's probably the real reason, but I think maybe that's part of another
reason. It's jealousy.
You know? Yeah, it's kind of like his manhood is gone. He can't do it. I'm just throwing a curveball.
That could be why he's so uptight, because I'm sure he knows, and he's known for a while, that his sperm count is low.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could be taking that gripe, you know, against other people, you know, reacting to them.
Well, and as you saw in the flashbacks when he was a young doctor, he was a completely different character. His hair was all messy. He was more energetic.
He's less square bear.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And something changed from that point to now to make him who he is, and that uptight, tight bow tie, mm-hmm. straight hair. But I think it kind of follows in with the conversation that he was having with Barton Scully in regards to how he can do his human sexuality study.
Mm-hmm.
Is he's got to follow this pattern. He's got to, you know, get married, have kids, work for 20
years.
Very
calculated.
Yeah, yeah. He's got to be 40 years old before he can actually start doing this research, because mm-hmm. it's going to look weird if
he's any younger.
Yes, exactly.
Looks like the fun hot boy.
Yeah, it'll look like a perv doing stuff, and it won't be taken as seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know who I do think is obviously bitter, and she expressed it, is Betty, because of the way that she came at Virginia when she found out after her operation, which she lied to her fiancé and said it was her appendix.
Mm-hmm.
She finds out that she has a infection that, I guess, got it spread. She's not able to. She has mm-hmm. a lot of tissue damage. She can't have kids. And so Virginia is, you know, finding out that she isn't going to tell her fiancé the truth.
Which, do you blame her, though, for, like, if you were in Betty's situation, you're a prostitute, you want a better life.
I mean, that's the best she has going for her. I feel her.
Yeah,
I completely feel her.
Go with it, too.
I don't believe in lying, and I do not condone it, and I don't think that what she is doing right is right. But what I do is understand why she is doing it, and therefore I don't judge her because I understand.
That makes sense.
You know, when are you going to get this opportunity again to find somebody who you love, who mm-hmm. loves you, and wants to spend the rest of their life with you? And worst case scenario, if he really does love her, they can adopt.
True. And he's got the money. He's the pretzel king. You know, he can afford it.
But then again, I'm sure he doesn't know that she's a prostitute.
Yeah.
Which is a huge lie. He doesn't know that she had her tube tied. Mm-hmm. Another lie. And that she can't reproduce.
And that she's a lesbian.
Technically
so really
bisexual.
Yeah.
Okay, those are kind of a lot of lies, folks.
Might not work out, Betty.
Because the thing is it would not, in a million years, be okay at no period or point in time for a man to be bisexual and to withhold that information from a woman. We would persecute him till the end of time for him lying to his woman and him not being able to reproduce. Because we're judging Dr. Masters for not admitting to his woman that he can't reproduce. So for Betty to be doing it, it's definitely not okay. You know, we can't, make it double standard. Yeah. But she's taking this out on Virginia. She's telling Virginia that you're doing the same thing that I'm doing. I'm latching on to a man's wagon. Was that the metaphor that she used?
I believe it was, hitching onto the wagon.
Hitching onto the wagon, which was saying that she's going to ride, the male coattail in order to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And Virginia was just appalled. She's like, oh, how can you do this? What about independence? Blah, blah, blah. And Betty's response was, you're doing the same thing because Dr. Masters loves you. So you're taking advantage of an opportunity because of your sexuality and someone being in love with you.
Yeah. And Virginia's reaction to that was kind of, it was interesting to see it because it was kind of, she wasn't expecting that at all. And that's where I kind of thought that maybe this is the first time that love, you know, was mentioned between Masters and Virginia, like true love. Well, I don't know if it's true love, but, you know, like first time that was actually mentioned because she was just taken back on it. And it kind of, she had that look in her face like, I've never really thought about it in that way.
Right.
Thought about having sex with him, yeah, but not this level of, because like she said, love and sex are two different things.
Right.
So it's kind of an interesting thing.
Do you think that he's in love with her or that he just loves her?
I hope he is. I think
you hope he's in love with her.
Yeah, I'm a band. I'm going to make a Masters and Virginia shirt, you know. But like team Masters. I don't know what would be a good combining of their word. But Magina? I don't know. But I'm a huge, I want them to just do it already, to get it on. From day, like from the first episode, I've been saying just do it.
I think the best TV shows are the ones that keep us in suspense and that there's a romance between the two that never gets to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
I think as long as you prolong it, you keep us on the edge of our seats. So I like that they're doing that with us this far.
Exactly.
Because if they just got right down to it, I would, you know, the suspense would be over and we might lose attention.
Plus, we already know it does happen.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. But so it's prolong just the question it as long as possible.
When it happens, you know, and how it happens is a great. Great question, you know, to learn that.
So also on the show, miracles were performed. Okay. We get to see the birth of quadruplets and Ethan, who's trying to run, you know, this whole operation and perform this surgery, keeps it from Dr. Masters and winds up getting taken off of it.
Yep.
Which I feel like, gosh, that it was unfair. But at the same time, you know, he had a responsibility to follow orders from the chief of surgery.
Yep. Exactly. I just, there was a couple of lines that stood out when he was in the room being basically scolded for what he was doing, for not telling Masters. He kept saying, stealing my patient, my case. It was all about him.
Yeah.
And even when he was doing the, some kind of thingy with the pregnant chick, the quadruplet
pregnant
lady.
Right, right.
He runs off once he finds out that she's been interviewed by the PR guy. He runs off to get the phone to call him up and tell him, hey, stop. Like, we got to do it this way. It's my way or the highway, basically. So it was an interesting perspective to see Ethan in this light where it's more about him than it is about the science. Where,
well, we're starting to notice that his character is very selfish and very self-centered. Yeah. From his relationship to Virginia, you know, I love you, you whore, you, you know, like,
slap.
He's very self-involved, which I understand because I personally feel like in order to save lives, to deliver lives, to be in a position where you have to be that brilliant, you sometimes get full of yourself. And it takes a very arrogant attitude to be able to get through all those years of school, to be able to perform those type of operations confidently. You start to get a little godlike or a little, you know, ahead of yourself, and your ego gets involved. And I think that for the sake of his career, he understands that he has to have a name for himself.
Yeah.
So I understand that because now, especially now, everything's about publicity and PR and your reputation. Your reputation is all you have. So, I mean, back then, it's a little bit different, but I think it was still along those same lines.
Yeah, yeah. I just, he's going crazy. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of funny. I just realized this past week. That, do you ever watch this completely off topic a little bit? But did you ever watch The Office?
Yes, I used to watch The Office.
He was Hunter. He was Jan's secretary that he
That's where I recognize him
the
from.
The baby face.
But he's
yeah.
so much cuter and sexier on this show.
He is, but he's a little bit crazy.
Yeah. You know? He. We definitely start to see signs of crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he... We go as far as to, on this episode, see it unveil, you know, and we'll mention it later in our AfterBuzz predictions what happens. But Ethan is getting sideballed or short end of the stick constantly by Dr. Masters. And so I really believe that it was going to be him that revealed to Libby that Dr. Masters was not able to reproduce, that he was not fertile or was low sperm count.
Yeah.
And it happened to be Virginia. You know, in a moment of weakness, we see Libby crying. She's weeping. She's taking all of these examinations and fertility drugs, and she's putting her body through a lot emotionally and mentally.
Yeah. She was crying. She's like, he doesn't deserve this. He deserves a family. It's all my fault. It was really taking a big toll on her.
Do you feel like Virginia should have admitted the truth to her?
That's... Yes. I'm going to go with yes. Because of the situation that she was in and seeing how upset Libby was, like, I wanted to scream in the like TV and be like, it's not you, it's him.
Me
it's,
too.
You know?
I wanted to scream also.
But Virginia needs to learn to kind of keep her mouth shut, you know, sometimes. And this would be a huge issue for Dr. Masters if he found out that she was the one that told her.
Right. Very true.
You know?
Yeah.
She already
fires her for less than that.
Yeah. Because apparently in the first episode or second episode, it was mentioned that she was the one that leaked the information about how their studies were going.
Right. Exactly.
Which we don't know if that's true or not. Mm-hmm. We're still waiting for that. So she's already kind of thin ice with Masters. So was it a smart move? As a friend to Libby, I would say yes. To Masters, no. You know,
I think
that's probably not fair to straddle the line, but
I think that she is not a doctor, so she is not in a position to have that power. But her physician, Ethan, is obligated to tell her the truth.
Yeah.
And I feel like because Ethan was having more loyalty to Dr. Masters as opposed to his whatever hand on the Bible or whatever it is that doctors have to do, the vows that they make for doctor patient confidentiality, he did not honor that. And if there's a revelation in your studies or just whatever, when you get tested and your doctor doesn't reveal a certain amount of information to you, I think that's should be illegal. Yeah. I don't know if it is, but and it's unfair. And so I'm happy that Virginia told her because she was, because now the torture is over.
Yeah. But now do you think that doctor patient privilege thing really works when it's a male and female, like a male doctor to go into the female? Because remember, they have really low, like, female, like, women's rights are really not that high up on the people's list, you know? Do you think that maybe have an issue at all? Like, you know, versus Ethan having to tell Libby because it's the right thing to do? Or is it more because he favors Masters over Libby? Does that make sense?
Well, I don't think that you can lie to your patient about the results. They're lying to her and saying that she's not fertile.
But do you think it's because she's a female that's why they...
Oh.
Do you think the whole women's...
Oh, I'm sure that it's... Yeah, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. I mean, if you look at the time, look at the era that they're going through. I mean, you see these women arguing with one another about not wanting to have a male physician, that having a female physician, which we did get introduced to a new female doctor at the hospital, that is just completely absurd. And I would never let a female look under my skirt.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because now we have female reproductive institutes where it's all female.
Yeah.
And nowadays, women require or ask for a female doctor as opposed to a male doctor.
Yeah.
I personally prefer a male,
but
I understand why you would want a female.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just preference. It's what you're comfortable with.
Right.
And so, and women are known to be a little bit more sensitive. They're going to be more thorough with you. They've been there. A lot of them have kids. So they can understand and break it down more sympathetically than most of the time a male can. Or at least this is what women think, I feel like. But regardless, you can tell by the way that these women are speaking that women just didn't, they weren't high, they didn't have a high level of respect.
So being pretty disregarded, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And so after the revelation of Libby that she's, you know, able to have a baby, she's upset with her husband. She didn't cook him dinner.
Nope.
She was like, you know, fend for yourself. And Dr. Masters isn't catching on to the fact that she's so extremely upset.
Yeah.
And I thought she was going to rip him a new hole.
Do you think she didn't because he was finally being more intimate with her, like on an actual eye level with her?
Yes. I think that once he made eye contact, which she's been asking for, I think that made her a little bit softer.
Right.
But the next day, she goes in.
She's ready.
And she's preggo.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I was really happy for her.
Yeah.
But the way that it was announced, Ethan saying, Dr. Masters, you know, thinks he can do it all. Well, little does he know, I'm the one who got you pregnant. Yep. And I was like, did they have sex and we didn't know?
Right.
But really, it was because he performed the fertility project
hopefully.
In her.
Hopefully.
Well,
that's what it is.
This is where our speculation lies.
Yeah.
Okay, because Ethan's been a little weasel, he's been a little sneaky sneak. We think possibly that he put his sperm inside of Lily.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
And he's so jealous of Dr. Masters. I can see him just wanting to get the result and the gratification and the glory for having gotten her pregnant.
And then just changing the whole details on the paper. And
correct.
Making it look like it was Masters.
Right.
And then when the kid comes out crying like a little baby, they're like, it's Ethan. It's like father, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can totally see that happening.
I love drama like that.
That's right. Great. I know. Well, there's a lot
like
of,
not even
there's,
close.
There's that jealousy. There was the jealousy earlier, you know, of Betty and Virginia. Now we have the jealousy and the blackmail going on from Dr. Masters.
Yeah.
Someone who feels like he's above it all. You know, Betty, how can you blackmail me? Now he's performing experiments or observations on gay guys, mm-hmm. and got a little bit of information to where he can blackmail now the chief of surgery. What's his
name?
By the
way, it's, sorry, drawing a blank. Barton.
Barton
Scully, yeah. But did you notice that in that scene when Masters is talking to Travis in the hallway, mm-hmm. it's like a dark figure, dark shadows, everything was dark. And then when he walks away and he turns back to look at Travis and he learns the information, the lighting is like good light, you know, like
very observant of you. Yeah, I did not notice that.
A little film school, you know? But it was just interesting, the shadows that they used, because they could have had it in a well lit area, but it seemed like they purposely made it look like it was
coming
a drug
from
deal.
The dark to the light.
Yeah, exactly. And more information came out, so it kind of made it more intriguing.
Right.
You know? So,
exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even observe that. That's very observant of you. Also, the revelation of that, I think, made him a little dark.
Yeah.
Because he's such an ethical man, you know, or at least he tries to be.
Yeah.
Although he's sneaking around having these, you know, these prostitute experiments. He's trying to be an ethical man because he's trying to give back to science. Mm-hmm. And so now that he has this information that there's a possibility that Travis had an affair with
Barton. Yeah.
He goes back to Barton.
Yeah. And that's his mentor too. Because mm-hmm. even in the flashbacks, you see how much that guy is taking care of him. He got him into the school to be on the staff, even though we made a little joke about how they have to build another West Wing for Master's ego, you know,
right.
to fit it in. So it's kind of depressing to see him have to go against his mentor, but at the same time, he's got to do what he's got to do.
I mean, he kind of threatened him when he said, you know, I can tell them that you were going to let Ethan deliver the quadruplets, mm-hmm. and which is a...
He's tried lightly.
Yeah, and then that didn't work. No. He was like, don't you dare threaten me, I'll take you down.
Yep.
Then he brought up, okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
And he quote, this is a necessary evil.
Mm-hmm.
So necessary evil, like him, he's admitting, like, I'm doing something super shady right now to my mentor, but it's got to be done for what I believe.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like in one of the flashbacks in the barbecue time frame,
mm-hmm.
Wasn't Barton talking to Master saying that it's one of the... Did he say necessary evil in that line? I feel like he mentioned something about that.
Oh, maybe he did.
Like, there's a whole order of things you got to do.
Dang, you're really good with these clues, okay?
I'm sorry. That's film school kind of ruined it for
me.
You and I
need to watch Adventures of Serial Buddy, so you can tell me if you pick up on anything special there. Because I need to pay more close attention when I'm watching TV and film. But if you guys at home haven't got Adventures of Serial Buddies, you guys are tripping. Because this is a super funny, crazy movie. Dexter meets Dumb and Dumber. I mean, it's like that slapstick, has me rolling around, and it's great for date night. Or if you plan on getting it in like Masters of Sex. But it's like a fraction of what you would pay at a movie theater. It's only $5. You can download it on iTunes, and you can also go to adventuresofserialbuddies.com. But it keeps the lights on here so that we can talk about Masters of Sex all night long.
And don't forget to download our episode too. It's free.
Right.
Ours is
and
free.
Rate us on iTunes. Yeah. I mean, we want feedback from you guys. Let us know. Watch the YouTube video, but also rate us on iTunes. Let us know what you would like us to talk about during Masters of Sex. If there are some topics or characters that you would like us to research more, or maybe some sexual topics you want to hear us talk about, we're all open for that because we love the show and we love sex. So let us know, you guys. But make sure you download Adventures of Serial Buddies.
Yes, and for the YouTube, someone made a comment because I mentioned last week how I found it interesting that there was smoking in the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I knew smoking was casual back then. I knew that. I was just making an observation about how in the setting of filming it, that was a detail that they definitely put in. So thank you for the observation, but I
love it.
Know,
see, we
you know,
and
so.
We love fan feedback. Like as any opinion that you guys have, throw it out there. If we, are missing something, if you agree or disagree with us, we know we're crazy, so bring it.
Yeah, let's do it. You know,
So, did you think that Dr. Master should have blackmailed in order to keep his practice afloat?
Yeah, I think his hands are tied. The brothel is not working for him, you know, and he's got to do something to keep this research going because it is a huge topic, you know, human sexuality. He's been wanting to do it for over 20 years now, I'm assuming, because of the flashbacks and how old he is now. Something he's been wanting to do, and I think he's got to do what he's got to do. What about you?
I totally think that sometimes in order to win the battle, you got to fight dirty.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put it past the chief of surgery to do the same thing in order to get ahead.
Yeah.
But I just think that it's crazy that he's homosexual.
Yeah.
Because that just was perfect. Yeah. That was perfect. And I want to know if that's really how it was in history. if that is true or a fabrication of the real story. So if you guys know, let me know, please, because I think that that's super juicy.
Yeah.
But my favorite part of the episode the entire night was the look on Dr. Master's face when he came home and Libby announced to him that he was, that she was with child.
Yeah.
And
wait, did she?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Sorry.
Because she poured him the champagne.
I was probably more focused on Virginia and Masters. When was that going to happen?
Yeah, you want them to hook up. Yeah. You want Virginia and Dr. Masters to hook up. You want him to have an affair on his wife.
You know what? I was probably actually more thinking about how okay, so yes, so she might be pregnant, but you have to keep the baby. It has to stay in. So I'm just trying to think what happens to Libby to be able to make this baby disappear or something. Like I don't know. I just,
why would you make the baby disappear?
Not make it just like something. I just don't think they have a baby.
Oh, you don't think they're gonna
I think
it.
That's gonna be another like juicy drama.
Okay, so let's get into predictions. Okay, because I have a prediction along those lines. Okay, all right, I got something juicy.
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, so my prediction for this baby, this unborn child, is that I think that she does come to term. I think that she does have the baby, and that Dr. Ethan gets, I guess, maybe sidebarred again by Dr. Masters. Mm-hmm. And we've already noticed that he has this pattern of like blurting out, saying mean things. He has a high, crazy temper. Mm-hmm. And because we know that he's crazy, when you're crazy, you're capable of anything. So I think that he is going to throw it in Dr. Master's face that it's not his baby. And that's when, I think that Libby's going to be mortified. Mm. And she's going to keep the baby because she wants the baby, hopefully. But I think she's going to leave Dr. Masters.
I think
she's, because she's so hard on herself. I think she's going to be like, oh, he can't possibly want me anymore. I want to keep this baby, on to the next. And she's going to leave him. I think that could possibly be what happened. Because I didn't read the book. So this is just my speculation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, like I said, I didn't study them. And I mean, I learned about them in human sexuality class and psychology and all that jazz. But I don't think she's going to keep. I think something's going to happen to
her. You think
she's
going to lose it?
Lose it in a car accident or something very stupid. And she's going to blame herself. So something will cause them to rift. And I definitely think it will be her losing the baby and him leaving her because of that and resenting her. And then I feel like when he's upset, Virginia and him will do it.
Or, okay, what about she loses the baby? She feels awful.
Yeah.
Ethan admits to her, hey, it was my baby.
Do it again.
Let's do it again, but this time let's do it the right way. That would be hot, right? Okay? Yeah. That would be nice and spicy.
I hope for the next episode they bring Jane and Austin back, the doctor and the secretary.
I would like to learn more.
Yeah, because their chemistry together was pretty cool. And I want to see what happens and if they are going to keep that study, you know, even though it's got tossed out.
So, that would be super cool. And I want to see more of this female doctor.
Yeah, I didn't catch her name.
I missed it also, but I'm hoping that she's going to be a reoccurring role.
She kind of looks like a female Masters, you know, got like a
stick of her ass. Yes, she does. She totally does. But I love that Virginia has so much admiration and respect for her, because we know that she doesn't have the same education as Masters, but she wants that respect. Mm-hmm. She wants to be considered his peer, and she's not, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see where that goes.
Clear in the episode, he kind of tells her.
He belittles her.
Yeah, again.
Right.
We should turn into like a drinking game. Like,
but this is a once in a life opportunity chance for her that she can't pass up. So she's kind of got to take it.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Right, exactly. She's an apprentice.
Yeah, except for when she did Ethan. That was a different kind of you got to do.
But <Ba-dum-bum>. Yeah. Okay, well, there you guys have it. Masters of Sex, Roya and Spicy on the ones and twos for Season 1, Episode 3. And we will be back next week to share all of this juicy information, our thoughts, our opinions. Please let us know what you think, and let's talk about sex, baby. The end. Oh, Twitter, too. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot that part. That's very important. You can play with my Twitter, guys, if you want to tweet at me. Play with my Twitter at spicy_mari. That's SPICY_MARI. And you can also stroke my Instagram day or night at spicy_mari. Play with me, tweet with me, all that good stuff.
I like those puns.
Stroke
like
with
it,
me.
But you can find all me on that. Twitter at Hey Roya. That's me. And I like followers, so what happens? Let's talk, you know? Do it.
There you guys have it.
Thanks, guys.
And AfterBuzz TV as well. Buzz us later.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.